Welcome to the Target New York Times Open House New York podcast. This is writer and historian Robert Clara. The Chrysler Building, rising on the east side of Lexington Avenue between 42nd and 43rd Streets, is a defining fixture of the Manhattan skyline. In 2005, the Skyscraper Museum asked 100 leading architects, critics, historians, and others to list their 10 favorite New York skyscrapers. The Chrysler took first place by a landslide. This 75-year-old steel-framed tower probably comes closer than any tall building in expressing both the commercial ambition and unapologetic extravagance of the jazz age. The building's lyrical beauty, both inside and out, still awes observers. At the time of Chrysler's groundbreaking on September 19, 1928, a literal race to the sky was in progress among the city's architects and builders, with 40 Wall Street holding the title of world's tallest building, and the nearby Empire State still on the drafting table. Walter P. Chrysler, a man whose corporate success was exceeded only by his ego, was adamant that the tower bearing his name take the laurels. For a while, it did. But just short of a year after the Chrysler opened in May of 1930, the Empire State overtook it by 202 feet. What's remarkable is that nobody seemed to care, then or now. Almost immediately, the Chrysler had endeared itself to the citizens of Gotham. Designed by architect William Van Allen, the Chrysler possesses a beauty that's somehow both sophisticated and playful. Clad in millions of tricolored bricks, it rises in a series of setbacks to 1,048 feet in the sky. Yet the building's mythic power lies not so much in its height as in the aesthetic language of its facade, including the 61st floor's eagle gargoyles modeled after hood ornaments, the enormous winged radiator caps crowning the corners of the 31st floor, and, of course, the seven stacked parabolic domes that shape the Chrysler's inimitable crown. The skyscraper's lobby is no less impressive, radiant in its coat of red Moroccan marble and amber travertine. Each of the lobby's 32 elevator cars is unique, sporting varying motifs executed in marquetry with woods from around the world. In 2005, the New York Times asked several notable figures in architecture and the arts to describe why the building is so special to them. Architect Robert A.M. Stern responded that the Chrysler, quote, caught the exuberance of the 1920s in a way that no other building in the world has, end quote. Few would disagree. Of course, it hasn't all been exuberance. The Chrysler Building opened in the inaugural months of the Great Depression. Its namesake corporation is well past the heyday when everyone drove an American car. Some architecture critics also dismissed the Chrysler Building as a gimmick unworthy of the Manhattan skyline. That view, thankfully, has been outshone by the glint of the Chrysler's aluminum spire. The building continues to delight and in some ways define the city of New York, which has never built anything else like it.